Coronavirus has not yet been officially declared as a global pandemic, but all the continents in the world, with the exception of Antarctica, have now reported cases. The main story comes from the financial markets, which fell once more as investors become increasingly concerned about the economic impact of the virus. Yet as ever, the primary casualties are not commercial, but human. South Korea has more than 2,000 cases. That's the largest number outside of China, where almost 3,000 people have died. In neighbouring Mongolia, the president has gone into isolation, and the Iranian government has cancelled Friday prayers in major cities. Elsewhere, the first case of COVID-19 in sub-Saharan Africa has been reported in Nigeria. New Zealand, the Netherlands, Belarus, and Lithuania have all confirmed their first cases too. On Friday morning in the UK, another case was confirmed, bringing the total number in this country to 19. And Britons stuck in a quarantined hotel in Tenerife still face a long wait, with airlines saying they will not fly passengers home until next month unless they have tested negative. Benji Hire, London.